Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. There we go.
The comment we were just having is not for these ears.
We were just talking about breeding.
Just the term is so, like,
ooh. Visceral.
I mean, it's...
Straights don't say it.
Mm-mm.
Gays say it a lot.
It's like ironic. It's an ironic term.
Like, it's like, you can say it to be silly.
I feel like it's like a punk.
It's punk to breed.
Well, it's like, we're, like... It's like a...
Like, you would
it's
say...
It's an inverse on, like... Het sex,
yeah, you know?
So it's like it's almost like making fun of,
mm-hmm.
So that's why it's like kind of funny,
but that's why it's like a little bit or taboo or on
it's
a
like
spectrum,
taboo.
A little bit on a spectrum, even yeah. though it's not,
it's not taboo, it's just the term is like a little like, ooh,
yeah,
or like knock me up,
breed me, daddy, it's Yellowstone vibes.
If you're
trying to get bred.
You're
you are
a cattle.
Kevin Costner on a ranch.
You're literally shoving a device into a cattle from a steer.
Yeah.
Or a bull.
You're just Jimmy on the ranch. Mm-hmm. And they have lined up 300
cattle. You like
cattle. Jimmy? I like Jimmy. I'm almost done with season 2. I'm like halfway through the finale.
Oh, and so the grandson is...
Yeah, the grand... Spoilers ahead.
Spoilers ahead.
You gotta just like skip.
The grandson is
kidnapped. Mm-hmm. And I'm loving Jimmy as like a rodeo guy. I love like a rodeo vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I feel Jimmy though in his essence is that of a tragic character. So I know that nothing good can await him.
Mm, okay.
Or that's what I feel.
Yeah, that's a good thing to feel.
I really miss Avery.
Which one's Avery?
She's like the stripper that they hired just like disappeared. But I'm sure she'll be coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Can't stay away from Yellowstone too long.
Did you love when they brought a bull to a bar?
Yeah, that was wild.
That was some wild hoss shit.
Your boys will ride for you. Your brand boys will ride for you and they'll die for you.
They'll bring a bull to fuck up. Bull in a china shop.
Or they'll, and if you betray your brand boys, they'll take you right to the train station.
Also, incredible how much male on female punching is in this show.
I love that. It's an equal punch out opportunity. It's just feminist.
It is feminist.
I'm obsessed with Beth Dutton getting just the shit beat out of her.
Oh, that one scene is truly...
It was harrowing. I was prepped for it by my other friends who are watching Yellowstone. P.S. We've turned a lot of people on to Yellowstone.
I know. And a lot of queers.
Yeah.
Like you.
Yellowstone is the queerest show. It's a show for breeders.
It's a show for
breeding to and getting bred to.
Oh my God. No, it's a movement. We are starting
the literally Yellowstone movement,
a
of
show
the
that
most
is,
popular show in America.
The show that is viewed by maybe in the world
15 million people per episode. But now you may have thought the Yellowstone movement had already started.
Yeah, not anymore.
Actually starting now.
It's us. We are the ones. We are the daughters of the witches you couldn't burn.
We are
burn.
The daughters of the yellows you couldn't stone.
We are the daughters of the cattle you couldn't
brand. We are the daughters of the cattle you couldn't breed.
Oh, God. I know the branding thing is wild.
That's crazy. Do they brand women too?
Mm-hmm.
This feminist show.
It's pretty.
Wait, we've got to circle back to Beth Dutton just getting.
Beth Dutton gets
almost killed.
She and her gay assistant, who she loves, get. One night they're working late and like masked men arrive and they just.
Let's like preface this for any stoners who aren't going to get on board but still want to know like
the
vibe is. So there's these two bad brothers from Billings, Montana, and they're up to no good.
And they're at war with both the Native American reservation, the chairman,
and Kevin Costner.
And John
Dutton. They just want like all the land and they don't want any. They don't want the, because there's supposed to be a casino owned by the Native American guy that's going to be built. And then Kevin Costner owns land next to it. And these Billings guys are bad dudes.
And you got to the part with Danny Houston.
Yeah. RIP to a
but
king.
He kind of turned, he had like a full circle moment.
Yeah, he did.
But they also go after him. So it's like three against one. They make like a very tenuous truce to fight these brothers Grimm.
Yeah, brothers Grimm who just like they will destroy your life.
They hire men to go and kill Beth Dutton and rape her, and they kill her gay.
They kill her gay assistant right in front of her. They blow his brains out,
and then
they kick the shit out of her, and she just laughs at them while they beat her up, and she's just she goes. You pussies.
Yeah.
You stupid pussies. And like her assistant is crying. They have them hogtied in chairs with guns pointed at their faces. And Beth is just laughing.
She goes, Jason, don't give him anything. Jason, don't be afraid. Jason.
She goes, that's what they want, Jason. Don't be scared. You look at me, Jason.
You
look right at
me.
And then they blow him away.
And then she goes, oh, God. Fuck you!
She goes, no, God.
If there's one thing you can't do.
Kill her gay assistant. Mm-mm. I felt that. I was like, don't kill him.
Yeah, I know, it was so
he
sad.
He didn't deserve that.
No.
He literally had a pretty rough go of it.
He
like,
did. He had to move to this shit ass town.
His life from Salt Lake to like Yellowstone. And then he had to...
To Bozeman.
He had to redo her entire office in like 24 hours, like decorate a huge loft space. She smokes all the time around him.
Only to be brutally beaten and then have your brains blown out.
Splattered all over the wall.
And then she's about to get assaulted.
She's going to get R'd.
And she goes, put it in! I want it!
She goes, just do it! Put your tiny dick in me. I'll bet it's so small I won't even feel it.
And then she goes,
and she spits blood in his face. It's truly, I was like, I am taking this. This is the energy that I'm extracting and taking, marching onwards into the rest of the year with like true. She's like reaching a level of like female jokerdom that is it's really great. She's an agent of chaos, and that's what you have to do in that situation,
but ultimately good.
Oh yeah,
I think
she's a good person.
I think she has a heart deep down,
but it's crusted over from
years
of trauma. But then her lover Rip comes in and he kills that. He gouges one of the guys' eyes out and then kill. And Beth also, she's smart, which I need to take her. She has a tiny knife. She has a tiny knife under her desk. And as soon as one of the robbers comes up to her, she goes, and stabs him 8 times in the throat. And he eventually dies from that.
But also, like,
Beth will fucking throat stab you.
The gay looks over and sees these masked... Like, imagine just, like, you're, like, working late and you look over and there's, like, 8 masked men with machine guns coming towards you and you're like, oh, and he goes, holy fuck! And then Beth literally her face does not change. She just simply grabs the knife, sends one quick text to Rip.
She sends a text to Rip that says, office help.
Office help, and then proceeds to stab, 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 stab.
Rip hops in that Dodge Ram and speeds to the office. Mm-hmm. But it's too late for Jason.
Too late for Jason.
R.I.P. to a real.
This isn't a gay. Steed. This isn't a gay's world.
Jason. It's not a gay's world.
I want there to be like a scary,
a flaming homo.
No, but I want like a gay villain on that show.
That would be great. Mm-hmm. You know who I want to cast on Yellowstone?
Who?
Is that TikTok gay that's always going to amazing dinners in Vegas? And having an incredible...
We can't say his name.
Well, it's already been blown up by my favorite Instagram account,
Griff,
Horse Girl
Griff.
Updates.
Last night, we went to the amazing Mayfair restaurant in the beautiful Cosmopolitan
steak.
Hotel. My boyfriend had the meat. I had the seafood tower. It was delectable. Love it. We love.
It was such a wonderful night. But I want him to be in Yellowstone.
What I love about him is like he's having a great time.
He's living. I'm jealous of his lifestyle.
And like
he's going out for amazing dinners, waking up, going shopping. Like
He
loves his life.
He loves his life, and he loves, like, praising places.
He's good vibes only, and I truly believe that he is genuinely happy.
He is. He might be the only happy person on social media.
He is a bastion of positivity and great vibes, and I hope he never stops.
It was delectable. My boyfriend got the meat.
And he's just eating well. And maintaining his girlish figure.
He's a skinny. He's like, you know what? He's living his life. He's living his truth. He loves Vegas so much. No one loves Vegas
more than him.
You know who loves?
You know it's adjacent to Vegas and where Beth Dutton used to live, but before she moved back to Bozeman.
Salt Lake City.
You guessed it.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to Sexy
Unique
Podcast.
Salty Utah Beth Duttons.
This season is fucking long.
It is. I wrote, can you believe 18 weeks?
I'm kind of like...
You're ready for it to
ready for the reunion.
Come to a close.
Yeah.
I guess Mary has essentially quit the show now.
Yeah. What's she going
to
do?
Bye to a real one. I guess be the head of her cult still and thrive. It seems like she had a good thing going and didn't really need this, but I'm very sad to see her go if that is truly what's happening.
Do you think Jenny will be cut now? Probably.
I read something that said... They are filming with her, but her job is apparently maybe on the line. Her role could be cut back to like friend of, but like, I don't know. The Jenny has been canceled for all of her Facebook posts.
Jenny's canceled. She took to Facebook in 2020 and posted some pretty
went nuts. She shared a lot of like memes.
Racist, bad memes. And then she posed on the day of the insurrection. January 6th with like a machine gun.
And honestly, I think that's queen shit, but
well,
what are you gonna do? So I guess bye Jenny.
She did, while it was good, she was good.
I think keep her on and have her answer for her fucking shit. And maybe she's changed her mind now and has had a second, like, I think it's more interesting to have the discussion and film it.
I want to see one of the women get like a Jen Shah style takedown of like getting swatted or something, but for being at the coup.
Yeah.
Would love to see it.
Also, it's not that surprising that.
Yeah.
In a very like red
religious
city.
Yeah.
One of the cast members happens to be like extremely right wing. So like, I'm sure Bravo probably knew that. Like.
Yeah.
Anyways. So that's happened in the past week.
So,
I'm sure more things will be revealed. That's literally the nature of these shows. And if you're shocked at anything,
you need to get your head examined.
Just go outside.
Take a breath of fresh air.
Yeah. Just like chillax.
Meredith is, we come up in media res. Meredith is still fighting. She's, I'm like, honey, take the Merlot away from your, like, I'm worried she's going to spill it on that white robe.
The wine glasses are doing the work in this scene. It's Mary and Meredith sloshing their wine around. Meredith's got a big old movie pour of red. Mary's got her movie pour of Shard.
She does.
And they are sloshing, but they're not spilling.
They're sloshing the house down.
They're sloshing the house down at this she horrific goes, villa that we can never leave. This is a Hotel California.
She goes, Jen, you've traumatized us, my family, for 2 years and all of us as well.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. And then she runs in and Jen goes, I've never done anything to Meredith's family.
I just wrote, Jen, what?
Yeah.
You literally did. That's been like a huge plot point.
And she goes, tell me I have. Tell me I have it.
Tell me what I've done.
And then no one says anything. And then you just hear Meredith in the house going,
Meredith also then comes back out and she goes, the private investigator said with 90% certainty that it was you. And
no, did they not?
She literally went full Brit.
She goes, did they not?
Did they not? And still they're not really like saying what the investigator said. She goes, you said very nasty things you think I couldn't hear.
Meredith leaves, comes out. Okay, she leaves and returns and leaves and returns and leaves. She does it 3 times.
Yeah.
She exits 3 times and returns
Mary
again.
Just follows until finally Mary gets a little tired. So she just stands next to the table, clutching her wine with her purse over her shoulder. I'm obsessed with Mary's never wants to be far away from her purse.
Meredith is also blackout. I think she's wasted. And she goes, did I not?
Did I
and
not?
And Jen blames it all on Jenny.
Jen blames it on Jenny. And then I guess it finally comes out that Meredith thinks that Jen hooked up with her side piece while she was getting her pussy pounded.
Yeah.
During her break with Seth.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Jen did, may or may not have. I don't know. It's probably all very confusing. Someone commented on the Patreon. They were like, did any of you hear the rumor that Jen went down on Meredith under the table at a steakhouse and then told everyone that Meredith smelled like weak old fish? I was like, I certainly did not hear that rumor, which sounds like a rumor. And I don't believe that.
I like loved imagining that it was at a steakhouse. Like at Ruth's Chris.
Ruth's Chris. That is a place honestly, though, to go down.
But again, Laura, it's like the other rumor that we heard.
Oh.
But it's too crazy to hear. It's too crazy sometimes that it's like, how could this not be true?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But I just don't.
No, I hear you, but I think it's like,
I mean, Meredith does give me lesbian vibes, but
not like, more like,
but not like, we're so drunk, like go down on me under the table at a restaurant. That feels, I don't know. Can anyone verify this?
Meredith gets accused of being the one that her and Mary being the ones that tipped off the FBI.
And Detective Whitney goes, the fact that you are not on the van today or on the van to Vail, it looks like you might have had something to do with the fact that Jen was indicted.
Okay, hear me out for a second. It's a stretch, but the reaction Meredith has actually leads me to believe that she did do something.
I've never thought that but she I'm like, had anything to do.
No, I but think, she's not helping her case by being so just storming about.
Yeah, I think she's just shit-faced and is having like big feelings and reactions to things. But there's one point where Meredith goes, 9-year investigation.
And still holding her Merlot.
Yeah, and I don't think that, I've never thought that the FBI used Meredith or Mary to like pin Jen. I think Jen allegedly did a lot of fraudulent illegal activity.
For a decade.
And that caught up to her eventually. Yeah.
Lisa Barlow starts shedding.
That is revolting.
She starts shedding fake tears. I love her fake tears.
When someone asks her if like Meredith has been there enough for her.
She goes, no, I don't think she has. And then Meredith goes, I'm leaving. This is revolting.
This is revolting.
Revolting behavior.
And then
all of you can sit out here under the lights because we're in the outback. I'm going to go inside now.
And talk amongst yourselves.
Then I'm going to go in.
Whitney tries to go after her and chase her, or someone does. And then Mary goes, that is too much. And then she goes inside.
Whitney goes, what is going on? You must come outside now and tell us what you really know.
Shut the fuck up, Whitney. Also, no one is honoring the fact that Whitney, the shit fucking stirrer, is the reason for all this chaos.
I know.
Whitney's the one that planted the seed that Meredith and Mary had anything to do with Jen's arrest.
Yep.
She's the one that was like, it's so weird that they are not on the bus. And I guess Meredith is at her memorial. And like, no one, how is she like slipping under everyone's radar? Because is it just because she stays really quiet in these moments and lets everyone like come for each other's necks?
I am a shit starrer by nature, but in practice, I keep quiet. Keep quiet and carry a big stick.
She goes, keep quiet and be a wild rose. Keep calm and wild rose.
Keep calm and iris and bow.
Keep calm and buy iris and bow. Now known as wild rose. I love it when Jen turned to Lisa out of nowhere and she goes, thank you so much for being there for me today. And even Lisa goes, I was like, bitch, last I saw you guys were stepping on each other's necks.
I think she was being sarcastic.
I think she was serious.
Oh.
And Lisa was like, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Lisa didn't know what to say, so she said, you're welcome.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry. Your hair and skin will thank you.
Meredith takes to the phone and calls Brooks Marks. And on the other line, Brooks goes, Mom, are you mentally okay right now?
She goes, I'm not in a very good space, but I'm okay.
She goes, I might need to wipe the whole circle clean. And I was like, Meredith is ordering a hit on all the gals and then restarting
her life. The drone bomb shall drop in T-minus 30.
Mom, are you mentally okay right now?
I love Jen wreaking havoc at the table with her busted manicure, screaming at everyone.
And then Jen runs upstairs and basically like begs. She basically like cries her way back into Meredith and Mary's good graces, which is like...
She's so manipulative.
But it's what she wanted all along.
Yeah, she was just mad that Meredith was mad at her.
Yeah.
Because of her own actions. Jen needs to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
She needs like... a little bit of humility.
Mary's like, oh, Jen, let me hug you. I was like, what is going on here?
Mary. There's no rhyme or reason. Mm-hmm.
Meredith and her makeup, kind of. But I think it's very fraught.
And then Mary, when Jen and Meredith are hugging, she goes, my God, you guys are going to make me cry.
She was very Bret Michaels.
I was like... Are they going to make you cry? Do you care about this?
No.
What does Mary care about? We have not...
Her fashions.
Unfortunately, not gotten to know Mary enough. And now she's gone forever.
Her hideous furniture and her fashion.
I know, but we never really got to like delve into what makes her tick.
No.
And it's a true loss for the community at large.
Yeah.
Because she... could have given us so much if everyone just like backed off and let her do her thing. It would require a lot of silence.
Yep.
And just like...
It's like being with a deer.
Yeah. But like, I think it would have paid off ultimately.
Yeah.
But no.
No.
No, you have to come for Mary and put her on the spot.
Came for her head.
The next morning...
Oh my God. I have to say, I had like some... I have some revelations.
What?
Well, you can continue and I'll get to it.
Okay, so the morning after this horrible parking lot dinner that they were forced to have, Meredith comes in hot.
With a cameraman following her.
Cameraman following
sunglasses
her.
Sunglasses on.
Hot pink silk PJs and sunglasses indoors. And she goes, my family is off limits. Spew your lies about me. I'll call the CIA while I'm at it. Maybe I need to go upstairs and call the CIA. And she keeps like ranting and raving about calling the CIA.
Meredith is like insane in this episode.
She's a woman on the verge. Woman off the verge.
My revelation was there's this part where she's yelling at, I believe it's Lisa upstairs. And she yells. And the way she yells, I'm like, I can see her being one of those people that you don't think, but like at home is yelling all the time.
Is a yeller?
Yeah.
I could see that.
Like she probably yells at her kids, yells at Seth. I'm outraged! Like that kind of like, you just hear it and you're like.
Whoa. Yeah. If something goes wrong, the jewels at the store, Meredith calls the CIA.
She's a yeller.
Why is everyone in their sunglasses?
I think there's like no shades and everything's really bright in the house.
It's way too bright.
They're in the middle of like Red Rock.
And
the rock is like refracting light. So it's like
every single person puts on their sunglasses and then tries to hide. Mary attempts to take a peace omelet to Meredith, who's speaking with Lisa Barlow. And Mary's like, do you want this omelet? And Meredith goes, no, I don't have much of an appetite.
She says that 8 times.
So I'm certainly not having an appetite right now. And Lisa goes, Mary, do you mind? I need to talk to Meredith for just a couple minutes. Do you mind?
All right. And then she kind of just takes a bite of her omelet, walks a little bit, stops, turns like she's going to say something, then turns again and then walks to the door and just stands there and eats.
Mm-hmm. And then finally, like after 30 seconds, she kind of leaves. It was incredible work.
I know. Also, when Mary woke up that morning, she opened her window and she went, oh, lordy, lordy.
Lordy, lordy, lordy.
And then
another day.
Heather and Whitney are hiding in Heather's room. And Whitney brings in a pitcher.
That huge pitcher of water. Also, Jen is in the room. Everyone's like buddy-buddy with Heather's Jennifer
eating,
Shaw.
Heather's eating sugar babies, which I'm like, I relate.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all hiding. And then Heather vocalized what I was having anxiety about was Whitney spilling the pitcher everywhere on the white sheets.
Don't come into my bed with a pitcher. Lisa goes, I'm going to go. I'm going to give you space. And then everyone's in the kitchen.
Lisa also pretended not to know what Meredith was so upset about. What do you mean? She's like, apparently everyone was saying that I concocted this memorial service for my father in order to call the FBI, and I missed out on the bus because I was making it up, and apparently all of you were talking about it.
And she's mad about this because Lisa went to her in the dead of night and whispered sweet nothings in her ear about Whitney saying all this shit.
So she woke up hot-headed.
She woke up furious and like put on her sunglasses and then just let her rip.
Meredith also has a Voss water bottle that's literally 10 feet tall.
Mm-hmm. It's the biggest water bottle I've ever seen.
Mary also says Jenny doesn't matter.
And Jenny goes, I don't accept that. And she goes, you will accept that. Queen shit. Mary comes in, she goes, I don't have an appetite for food at the moment.
I don't have an appetite. So Heather assembles everyone because they're going to go, oh, fucking like.
Lisa goes, can we just go be one with nature?
Please.
Lisa's dying to be, she needs to connect with Mother Nature.
Heather finds a broken nail of Lisa's on her little finger. She brings it over and Lisa goes, oh my God, thank you so much, Heather. This is amazing.
This is amazing. Heather goes, it's split in two. I was like, why is the nail split in two? And then I guess Lisa glues it on. But I think the curse of the Zion house is it takes your nails.
Mm-hmm.
It's already like dismantled Jen Shaw's and now it's coming for Lisa's.
It strips you of all art things artificial.
It literally just like one by one, your nails fall off.
Meredith is wearing a giant bucket hat.
I like her hot pink hiker outfit.
Her look.
I want to go on this hike.
The ATV, which is so fun.
Up
the mountaintop.
And then like they rappel down multiple caves.
Meredith's face as they're ATVing up. She's behind Mary and she's literally like this.
Emotionless.
Yeah.
Emotionless ATV queen. Mary's having the time of her life. She keeps going, go slow. And then she's like laughing.
Whitney goes, we are literally climbing a mountain. As she's, I'm like, yep.
She goes, this is truly wild, Rose.
They're also legit climbing down a mountain. Like, I would be scared.
Yeah.
I went rappelling when I was abroad in the UK. Mm-hmm. And we went to the Lake District, which is on the border of England and Scotland.
Ooh, I love that.
And we had to do like a day of outdoor activities, and I chose rappelling. And I had to rappel off a really steep, high cliff.
Cliff.
And I rappelled down. I was the first one to go.
That's cool.
But I was scared.
Rappelling is awesome. I want to rappel down a ravine. It's scary. I just like want to consistently rappel. And I was with Heather when she goes, the hike guide, she goes, I lied about my weight on all the intake forms. Is that going to matter? And he's like, no, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Mary goes, I grew up doing this.
She did.
I was like,
in a past life.
Literally don't think that that's
in
true.
In a past life.
She's the one that seemingly has the most trouble with rappelling and like hiking and climbing.
Mm-hmm. She goes first though.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I grew up doing this.
I'm surprised that she went.
I know.
I was like,
that's the thing, is she's still trying and involving herself. Like, you really have to like tread lightly.
Meredith, when she gets lower down, she's just kind of like, she just goes
on the ground. She's in full puppet mode.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary goes, I just don't want to look at Heather's nipples.
Fair.
They have a long day of rappelling and end up back at the Zion House of Horrors.
Jen and Whitney become kooky girls and they take out their maracas and go around the house and tell everyone that we're going to Club Zion. Which I was like, okay. For a second, I was like, there was a second where I was
exhausted by them.
But there was a second where I went, is there really a club?
They going There's a out? Club in this house?
They're going out tonight? Jen has glam with her.
How?
How is she affording?
And this is not the place to have glam. Where of all sleeping? The places. I don't know. Are they at like cars? A Days Inn?
Days Inn should... I always think Days Inn...
I'll bet they're at like a Days Inn or like a Comfort Inn and Suites like 30 minutes away.
I always... Growing up, I always thought Days Inn should have a sad face on the little
on
sign.
The little sunshine.
Days Inn.
You're here.
Or Days...
You made it. Now you're at the Days Inn. Happy? Didn't think so.
Happy now.
Want to be here? Probably not.
We don't want to
be... How do those hotels, like, even... Like, how would it feel to be at that hotel, working there, knowing that no one truly wants to be at this hotel? Not a single person that comes in is dying to be there.
There should be a sign that says Days Inn.
Well...
We don't want to be here either.
We would never stay here.
We wouldn't stay here.
But it's cheap, I guess. Enjoy.
Free Wi-Fi.
Free Wi-Fi. Low speed. Can't download or upload a damn thing.
There's
absolutely
a
can't FaceTime.
There's an Applebee's on the parking lot.
We are close to Starbucks, though. That's all. You're paying... $99 a night for just close Starbucks proximity. Not worth it. Jenny, I have to say, is snatching wigs in her sparkly dress.
Yeah, they all get dressed up. They're having like a club night in their own. These women go hard.
They do go hard.
They like...
I feel hungover by proxy.
Me too. I was like, was there anything other than wine involved?
Staying up till... They stayed up till like...
5:30.
Really?
Yeah.
That's unreal.
Do you think they were on Adderall or something?
Maybe.
Yeah.
There have to... Like, I guess if you're drinking and really keyed up, like, you can go that late. That would fuck me up for a week.
They go hard. So they enter the club and Whitney's like... Or Heather's like... She's like, damn. I don't want to... She's like, when I go to the club, I want dick. She's like, I can't...
I'm not getting fucked here.
I'm not getting dick down tonight, so what's in it for me? And I'm like, fuck yeah.
Fair.
So she's like, I'm not... So she's kind of like, well, whatever. So they just proceed to get wasted.
Meredith sits down. They're all at the table. Meredith goes, did everyone say their favorite part of the day yet? And Lisa goes, all of it.
Mary apologizes to Jenny.
Kind of. She goes... She said she's sorry. She goes, I'm sorry for saying you don't matter. I've closed the door on letting new people in my life. So it's not you. It would be anyone. So she's basically just saying like...
You don't matter, but it's not...
You don't matter, but...
don't take it personally.
Don't take it personally because like...
No one matters.
No one matters to me. So you still don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want you to know that wasn't personal.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa goes, so I want to invite you all to my Vita event. And Mary goes, tonight? She goes, next week. I love tonight.
Tonight?
It's like 9 p.m.
I know.
I don't think Mary is staying up till 5:30 a.m.
No, Mary's like, Mary and Jenny went to bed early.
Yeah. Jen's manic again.
Jen's up. Jen's mania.
Jen's
might,
up.
That
ripping
mania
her
can
extensions,
keep you up.
Yeah. Ripping her extensions out and tying them around stripper poles.
Meredith brings in like dessert. Like those glass dessert trays.
Yeah, like the cake.
The cake holders.
Yeah.
As wine glasses. Whitney takes her titties out.
She's just looking pretty.
She goes, Meredith, do you love my boobs? And Meredith goes, they're very beautiful.
They are very beautiful. Jenny reveals that she has anger management issues and that she threw something at Dewey that broke his ribs, plural.
Yeah.
And then that's when she realized, like, I should probably get this, like, little anger thing under control.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wrote, she beats him.
Yeah. She does.
She is, like...
Maybe that's why he wants a sister wife.
It's all kind of coming together now.
It's all coming
Jenny
out.
Fucking wails on him.
She beats him and he's looking for a way out. He's going to take Carlin and hit the road and push her to do stand up and he'll
if
be
you
your stage dad.
Break someone's rib.
That you're.
Anyone, but like especially your longtime partner, if you do something to them that I like, don't think I would be with someone after they broke my rib. We got in a fight and I left the fight with broken ribs, plural.
I would leave.
I'd be like, I'm divorcing you.
Taking the kids.
You will
get right with yourself.
Be sued.
Yeah.
By me. And now you need to get right with God.
And you need to pay.
And I want all your money. I said I'd be chill and I'm not actually going to be chill because you broke my ribs.
Yeah. So that's grounds for divorce.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, you're get. Saddle up.
Saddle up.
We're
baby.
In for an ugly divorce.
That chiropractor practice?
But I think
she has all the money.
Yeah. That's why he's a battered wife.
So they party.
Lisa does the splits.
That shocked me.
When she split, I just didn't imagine her body moved like that, especially from a queen that claims she never, ever works out.
She's working out twice a day.
Yeah.
Then the next morning, they do a quick cut to the next morning, and you hear cicadas, desert bugs.
There's a phone by the pool.
There's extensions tied around poles. There's cake holders are just filled with wine still. Scenes of a party. Scenes of a hard night.
I love Meredith in the hot tub at night.
I know.
Just getting loose.
That's what I'm saying. That she's sensual. I could see her.
She is,
I could see maybe like Jen being like, I'll eat your pussy really well. Mm-hmm. And she's like, all right.
So rude to be. If Jen really did eat her puss and then told everyone that.
She told everyone.
She didn't tell everyone that Meredith's pussy smelled like fish. Weak old fish. That's rude.
Trout.
Also, it didn't. I'm sure it smells delightful.
Smells like.
And you know what? If it did, maybe she had a case of BV and that's a normal thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she should just take some boric acid.
What's BV?
And you could have bacterial vaginosis.
Mm.
And you could just have a side conversation with her and let her know kindly that her something tasted and smelled a little off. Just wanted to let her know for her health.
Hey, girlfriend.
And
yeah,
you don't need to go tell the world about that.
Yeah, you're the one that decided to eat someone's pussy in a steakhouse.
If you're going down randomly in the mid-dinner, that's not exactly the time that someone's prepared to receive oral sex. You gotta just put up or shut up with whatever's under their skirt.
And then keep it to yourself.
And if you're concerned about their vaginal health, have a side conversation at the appropriate time.
Ta-ding! They all come downstairs to the kitchen looking
haggard.
The fuck out.
Obsessed with everyone waking up and Lisa in her bed clutching a flower to sleep.
Lisa
is an Ann Getty's baby. She's a giant Ann Getty's baby that a mystical fairy sprinkled a little fairy dust on her. And she went from being just a sleepy baby in a tulip to being full of life. She goes, I'm going to take over Sundance.
We had an Ann Getty's baby in our powder room in my first house, like a picture. Really?
That art was powerful.
It was a big 90s
moment. That was
one
of the first like times I was in the know of what art was. Like I was like, this is photography. That was one of my first exposures to art as a child.
No, it was. I remember seeing that we had like a baby like coming out of like a little head coming out of like a pot.
This is touching. I thought to myself. How do they do this? I liked it when they were asleep in like a flower. That was my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they were like three babies like propped up in a row, like
stacked on top of each other.
Yeah. I was just like, this is gorgeous.
Lisa has Ann Getty's energy.
She's a total Ann Getty's baby.
Mary's wearing a Betty Boop shirt, a metal Betty Boop shirt.
Pura.
People were taken by that.
People are dying to get their hands on some pura.
No, but people, I'm glad people know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, when you go full boob. That is a pura energy. Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
How does it end? They're all just like in the kitchen.
I don't know. My notes just...
Me too.
I stopped too.
I
just wrote Jen and Whitney sharing a bed, and then I took no more notes.
Next week, the preview for next week was pretty lit.
What happened? Lisa, I had to turn it off when Tony started barking at the horses.
Lisa and Meredith fight, and behind closed doors, you hear Lisa say, "Fuck Meredith. I fucking hate that whore. She's fucked half of New York."
Literal queen shit. I want to hear...
That's... It's coming out.
I like... Because I know Lisa Barlow talks so much shit. Like, she, A, is a New York girl. She's, like, PR party planner. Like,
but she's also a newfound Mormon.
Mm-hmm.
So she's, like, she's a newborn...
She's a good Mormon girl.
She's a born-again Mormon.
But
so she's radical.
A true...
She's a gallery girl.
She's a gallery girl at heart.
And she's like a Condé Nast girl living in Salt Lake. Like she's...
And a Long Island, like, Jewish queen. And I need more of that energy and less of her trying to pretend that she's, like, so nice.
No, she literally says, "I fucking hate that horror. She's fucked half of New York." I was like, ah! I went... At the Che comedy concert.
That is like classic Che comedy concert reaction.
So get ready. Buckle up, baby.
I love like Meredith just fucking and socking her way through New York.
Oh, famous for it. I love it.
I've never met a dick I suck. And I'm like, work queen.
She says to Brooks, "One day, darling, you'll get out there and you'll suck and fuck."
She goes... Mom gave you a lot to live up to.
Oh my God.
You're going to have to suck a lot of dicks day in, day out. If you even think you can hold a candle to what this mouth did in the 90s.
It's called mouth wars.
What that mouth do, Meredith?
Guys, let us know if you're ready for the season to be over, if you're... Could do 18 more weeks of it. What do you think?
How many more episodes are there?
There must be only two.
It's a 20.
Because this is their trip.
Yeah, they'll end at 20 and then have like four reunion episodes.
They'll have five reunions.
They'll have 17 reunion episodes.
I need Beverly Hills to come back. I need Potomac. I
desperately need Beverly Hills to come back. I read online that there was a rumor that Candace Bushnell was going to be cast in Roni.
I heard that.
But I think that she... Isn't we? I need
a rumor, and I heard a rumor that Lisa Vanderpump was filming with Beverly Hills Housewives, which I'm honestly like, let's go,
let's fucking go. LFG,
make her good again.
No, I'm get Lisa on there, make her answer for her sins.
Make her answer for her sins.
I want a Kyle versus Lisa showdown.
Goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle. What's gonna happen? I'm excited. We
Blood
need
will
it.
Spill
Lisa's
in the streets of Encino.
So low.
The Coldwater Canyon streets will run thick with blood.
Kyle's door to her Encino house
it's
opens,
like the
and the shining blood just pours out. The day that like
she left that house, she moved out. Someone bought it, and they were filming themselves hammering the black and white tile floor.
Smart.
Which I'm like,
wait, where does she live now?
I don't know.
They're always flipping.
No, something's up.
But like. Don't you just want to, like, live in a house
Something's
forever?
Up.
Are they in a bigger and better house?
I don't know, but that house was pretty incredible.
I loved that house.
Well, I like the outside. I didn't like the inside.
No, the way they decorated it, they have horrific decorating.
Peaceful taste.
Yeah, but I loved like that house. I thought was so beautiful.
I always remember when I got called out, when people came for my wig, when I made that joke about Rush Limbaugh, and someone wrote piss poor parenting.
I love when people think that you are serious. Something.
Every day.
Yeah. What else is happening? We have an episode to fill. It's only 45 minutes.
Could be a cool 50 minutes. Let's go to 50.
Why was this episode so short?
I think they're gearing up for something.
Something's afoot.
I mean, it was explosive. Meredith going, no!
Yeah, but it was just more like arguing about...
I'm a little tired of nothing coming out.
Yeah.
These women need to like give a little bit more. Like Jen Shaw cannot be the only one providing for us. Like I want to hear about I want to hear more about Meredith's like kind of secret clandestine relationships. I want to hear more about Jen's affairs. And like, I want to know the stuff that they're all clearly in the know about, but kind of, you know, pursing their lips and widening their eyes as it's being, because it's like, you all know about this stuff and you know.
They all know, but they, it's like, if you pull one string, the whole thing unravels.
Let it unravel,
baby. So no one is saying anything about anyone else. Truly, I think the only person that has no one has any dirt on is Heather.
No, I know. I'm just saying that.
You think Beauty Lab and Laser is like injecting concrete into people's asses?
She and Whitney look a lot alike.
Yeah. Whitney's Botox.
She's starting to look like.
Is spiraling to a place of brow.
Yeah. But yeah, everything. I mean, I haven't really heard any other like reality news. Julia and Kanye are taking the.
They're on the streets of Paris.
I know. They're wild.
They are wild. But
she's
I love
coined
it.
Her. She's coined them Julia.
Julia. I love that.
I like Kimye better.
Kimye is rolls off the tongue easier.
I love Kanye was doing her makeup today.
Work. I love that New York Post headline that says Julia Fox is unfazed by her relationship with Kanye. And she says, I've dated billionaires my entire adult life.
She said, honey. She goes, I'm not fazed.
All right.
She was literally could not mean less to me.
What is the late? Did she release another Fox News?
No, not yet.
It,
you know it's coming.
It is.
He's dressing her to the gods in Paris. And like, she actually has this like wingtip.
She's doing a black swan eye, yeah, which I could really appreciate.
Looks pretty major.
Honestly, the only thing I'm living for at this point is Moonfall.
Oh.
When?
Wait, did you see the billboard on Sunset and La Brea? It says, rest in peace, Earth.
No. And
someone graffitied, rest in peace, Earth, on Moonfall.
I love that. Oh my God.
What?
It's out this Wednesday?
This Wednesday?
I thought it wasn't out until February.
I think it's out February 4th.
Not at the Grove. Oh.
Moonfall.
This is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
You need Halle Berry.
Wednesday night. I'll see. I'm taking this pussy to Moonfall.
You should.
Oh my God.
I'm really excited.
Should we go?
Maybe. I don't know if I'm doing movies yet. Movie theaters.
Oh.
Listen, you've got the immunity, girl. I haven't gotten it yet. I'm like, give it to me.
But then you should go. Well... Maybe one of us will be recapping Moonfall.
Well.
Can someone just give Carrie COVID already so that we can go to a fucking movie?
A fucking movie.
Just sneeze in his face. I thought you were having COVID like last week.
No.
What was it? You were just feeling a little silly?
No, I just was tired and I hadn't eaten that much.
You were like, I think I'm having Omicron.
I was having Omicron onset. I liked Euphoria last night.
Loved it. Loved Cal.
That like actually, I know he's like a horrific guy, but it broke my heart.
No, everyone has a reason. Hurt people hurt people.
I love that song.
And
that
he was actually nicer at the end.
He was.
INXS.
I know.
Need an INXS playlist.
That dancing, that was like... It was they captured like...
Young gay love.
Well, yeah. I'm like, I had...
In a safe space.
I had those, like, I immediately started thinking about those, like, friendships I had that were, like, a little intense and, like, a little, like, perhaps one-sided, but, like, feeling, like...
An elevated friendship.
Yeah. And when he started crying when he kissed him, that, like, and they're fucking hot bowl cuts. I could have seen a whole episode of that.
Yeah. I was so happy when they finally got to kiss and that it was, like, both of them... We're down with it. And
well,
like,
it was the one guy's, it was like his idea, I think.
Yeah. And just that, like, I'm glad that neither of them died in that episode.
I had the same thought.
Because every
like,
time the Euphoria kids are in a car, I'm like, this is it. Like, they're going to die.
It was heartbreaking without any, like, maudlin, like, melodrama. Mm-hmm. It was just like, that's how it is. It's like bittersweet and, like, loaded. And I hope they reunite. It's like a moonlight moment.
Yeah, I would love reuniting.
Or I hope
years
Cal,
later.
Maybe Cal should just like date a guy.
Yeah, maybe get divorced. A lot's underfoot. Cassie. Sydney Sweeney. Cassie is losing it.
Give her an Emmy for that bathroom scene.
She's really good, but I'm also like, you are...
It's a lot.
A liability.
Yeah. I love...
Maddie. Maddie goes, bitch, you better be joking. Maddie's not here for your gingham blue checks.
I love Lexi.
Mm-hmm. I think definitely Jules and that guy are going to fuck.
Or they're going to have like a throuple.
But Rue's not even sexual.
She's literally, her sexuality is drugs.
Mm-hmm. Her sexuality is a suitcase full of drugs.
Martha Kelly... is like, she and I are like, she's like a Twitter friend of mine. Mm-hmm. And like, I live for her as this dry, deadpan, like.
She's so good.
She's so scary.
Were you a Baskets watcher?
Not really, but now I need to go back because of.
Baskets?
R.I.P. Louis Anderson and R.I.P. a lot of, fuck. We had Meatloaf,
yeah.
Louis Anderson, and Thierry Mugler there.
All the big boys. We lost a bunch of big boys this week.
Good.
Sad. But like, I can't recommend Baskets enough.
That.
It is truly a show that would make me cry laughing. And Louis Anderson, every single word that comes out of his mouth is...
As Christine, right?
As Christine. He plays...
A woman.
Zach Galifianakis's mom. And he's so good. Like, you just have...
You like forget 100%
buy it. It's like Chris Lilley and Summer High. Like it, yeah.
Or like Drew Drogi playing like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I'll watch it. I mean, Karen wrote on it. Karen Kilgariff.
A queen.
I know.
It's a show fit for a queen.
It is.
A show about queens fit for a queen.
But.
Baskets heads. We
Martha
gather.
Kelly is. She goes, Rue, if you screw me, I'll kidnap you and sell you to some really sick people. I'm serious.
I always find a way to get my money back.
I always, and then Rue's like, I love her wearing a suit.
I literally would have been like, in that case, I will be leaving this suitcase with you.
Is she going to just do it all for her?
I don't think that she's going to
sell it.
Execute. I don't think that Rue is going to be able to sell $10,000 worth of drugs low key.
I think she's going to do all of it.
A lot of them. And then be in a really bad position. I think Rue could die in Euphoria and then someone else could like narrate it. Because do you really want to see...
I don't want to see Rue.
I don't want to see like Rue clean and sober in Euphoria.
No, and I also like don't know how much more to be... I love Zendaya. She's like incredible. I just don't know how much more I can watch of like the retching and like the like... the sounds she makes when like her heart is slowing down, mm-hmm. and like it just like I can't really like I'm having a hard time watching like a sensitive teen almost die in agony like every episode.
Yeah, I mean, I can watch.
You have a high.
I love like any sort of drug. Yeah. Anything.
It's like Erica Christensen was hard to watch in Traffic.
Oh my! She was like part of the reason I actually tried to smoke crack a few times because of her role in Traffic.
Tofa.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jules.
I'm inspired by like druggy girls on film. Like that's like one of my favorite genres.
Jules is like, I want to fuck.
Yeah, I want to fuck Jules.
She's so beautiful.
So did Barbie Ferreira and Sam Levinson have like a fight, and that's why she's gonna be not on the show as much anymore?
I don't know.
Wasn't that a rumor that went around?
Oh.
That she was like unhappy with the role, like where her character's storyline was going.
There's like a lot of I'm not like up to date on like the.
I need to devote the rest of the day to just reading up on my Euphoria teens. I was like, these teens are taking over the world. But someone told me last night, he was like, apparently she walked off set. She was really upset with the way that her role was going. So they've like limited her in the show. But I'm like, no, I love her.
I could just watch, like, I kept pausing it to be like, please say there's like 40 minutes left. Because it's such a long.
Mm-hmm.
I was like. And I honestly, like, I was thinking, like, if I was just imagining myself as, like, a 12-year-old watching that opening and, like, how excited I would have been to, like, see that. And,
yeah.
Like, I could see myself being, like, losing it over that as a kid.
I hope no 12-year-olds are watching Euphoria.
Well, no. I mean, we all would have been, secretly. I mean, I used to watch Sex and the City.
I know, but if Euphoria came out when I was 12, I literally would be doing fentanyl.
I know, same.
Like, the second you showed me anyone doing drugs on TV, I was like, I'm bookmarking that. Add that to my fucking bucket list.
You'd be in a place of pure order.
I would be in a place of fentanyl.
I do like that when Rue's like, I like that they're all like as selfish as that group of girls are. They all like are like, Rue, are you doing drugs again? And they're like, you relapsed? And she's like, yeah, I'm just smoking weed.
I love her going, yeah, I just smoked a little bit of weed today and walked right into a door.
Yeah.
Me vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Poor little Ruru. Or little Rulet.
Oh, yeah. What's her face? Calls her Ruru. Or Rubu.
Who calls her that?
Cassie. Is Cassie older?
No.
Are they twins, her and Lexi?
I don't know. They are two sisters that look absolutely unrelated in every way, shape, and form. Could not look less alike.
And is Jacob L. Rose, is Nate gay?
I think he's transamorous, or he's not straight. I'll say he's not straight.
But he's following the same trap of his dad, being
violently repressed. Attracted to.
I think Cal is gay.
Yeah, or bi. Are they trying to say if you're a man and you love to eat pussy, that you're gay?
I don't know.
Because remember that? It was like, he was like, I love it. And I was like, good for him.
Yeah, he could be bi.
I go, good on you.
Or he could be a gay guy that
loves to eat pussy.
Enjoyed eating pussy.
That's cool. I'm like,
I just think he like.
Anyone out there?
No, I just think he like loves. You just love that guy.
Yeah.
Miss Bangs.
Butt cut. Two butt
Ski
cuts.
Ski Ulrich's.
That guy was so hot, too.
I followed him.
What's his name?
Something. I'll send you his.
It's like, you're like, it doesn't even matter.
I don't fucking know. I immediately, it was like one of the top trending like Google searches. I immediately was like, and then I saw one of his like thirst traps, and it was like, a bunch of mutual gays I knew had already liked it. I was like, God, we are so fucking predictable.
En masse.
We are, it's unbelievable.
We descend. It was like, you go, gays, and everyone's wings spread. They go, whoosh, whoosh,
whoosh. We go,
there he is. And you all go, like it, double tapping. That's how you know. It's like Samantha said. First the girls, then the gays, then the industry.
Mm.
So now the industry.
It's true. When's that
show coming
back?
Speaking of industry, when the fuck is that shit coming back?
One of the creators is, we follow each other on Twitter. We've talked about it.
What do you say?
He
did
just
you
said,
say, get
he was
to
like,
work,
it's going
to
be good.
You better work, bitch.
You better work. He said it was going to be good. Season two.
God, that show is the euphoria of the stock market.
Can't wait to watch that slutty guy getting his fucking ass.
That show similarly stresses me out in the same way that Euphoria.
The episode where she was like strung out and like fucking things up at work and hadn't slept, I was literally like retching because I've been that.
Mm-hmm.
Like at working at Yahoo on Coke.
That's the only way to work at Yahoo. That's like, I think everyone that works at Yahoo is on Coke right now. Mm-hmm. And if they're at Yahoo and they're smart enough to be listening to this podcast, they're nodding along. They're going, mm-hmm.
We see you.
They go, when they're right, they're right. And they open their desk drawer and go, all right, we did it. We hit an hour.
Hell yeah, girl.
We fucking did that.
Love you lots.
We'll be back with And Just Like That. In the meantime,
tickets are on sale for Northwest Tour.
Pacific Northwest Tour is imminent. In a mere month and 3 days, we hit SF, we hit Portland, we hit Seattle. You can get tickets at LarsMarie.com. Who cares about Omicron? Like, just get it now so it's out over with, and then come to the show.
Come.
And then we'll all have antibodies, and it'll be amazing.
Bye.
Bye.